Good evening and welcome to A Closer Look. I'm your host, Laurie Hackett, and listeners, as you know, we gather each month to talk to community leaders and volunteers to find out what's happening around the Lehigh Valley. We get a chance to hear about fundraising and collaboration and partnerships, and tonight we are so excited about the guests that we have. So my first guest here in the studio is our friend Chris Martin. Welcome, Chris.
Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for joining us. Chris, as many of you know, is the executive chairman and sixth generation of the Martin family, and certainly has contributed so much to the community, and this year is playing a very special role.
Yep.
Chris, I know you're serving as the United Way Community Campaign Chair.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
It's not the first time I was asked. I've been a supporter of United Way back, I can't remember how long ago it was, that David Schaffer came to visit me at the factory years ago. And he said, Chris, would you consider having a United Way campaign at Martin? And I said, what does it entail? He said, United Way will come in and they will help tell the story. So I think it's important to go back to that time because, honestly, my colleagues at work, they couldn't make the connection. And I would hear things like, well, isn't that really for, like, Allentown? And I said, no, it's for all of us. And with the help of United Way, we were able to say there's needs in our own community. And the thing that struck me was when I understood and found out how busy the food bank is in Nazareth. So it's a very local thing for me. The timing was right. This time, when Tony and Dave said, hey, would you consider doing this? The funny story about that is, after the fact, Tony came up to me and he said, we had planned on pitching this idea to you. We gave ourselves 45 minutes to an hour. And within the first minute and a half, you said yes.
So has Martin, since that beginning, has Martin been actively involved and run a United Way campaign since then?
Yes. And, what we found is there's a couple of people at work that jumped in right away. Mm-hmm. And so they continue to lead the charge.
Chris, what about some of your newer employees?
Yep.
Because United Way's been around for a long time. You and I certainly know what it is.
Yep.
But what about your younger professionals? Are they aware of what that means to support United
Way? I think
Way?
We have to tell the story annually. That's the good thing about the campaign is it gives you a chance to re-engage everyone and remind them that this is a journey, that the work we do good work. I know United Way does good work, but it never ends.
Exactly. So in the beginning, you have been a longtime supporter. So
yep.
Now you've been in this role
yes.
of community leader for 6 or 7 months.
Yep.
What's the experience been like?
The most fun is to go, like I did, to go to Air Products or Just Born and have a chance to talk about my journey with philanthropy and to ask for participation. That's just a lot of fun.
Do you find it hard to ask for support?
I do. But in this case, the machine that's behind me, it's not hard, but yes, I am not, because I've been asked in the past, will you go ask for money? I said, I don't feel comfortable doing that, but in this case, it comes naturally because everyone's in the same mode, right?
Exactly, and what's really nice about it is United Way does the work.
Right.
United Way knows what needs are in the community.
Yes.
So you then can step forward with confidence,
right.
knowing that they understand the needs.
Yes. And what is important to me is the knowledge I have about how efficiently United Way manages the money that we give them. There's stories that, are told occasionally where a nonprofit spends way too much money on administration. And that is definitely not the case with United Way. They spend as much money as they can on the community needs.
And you know that because you've been traveling around with them.
Yes.
Right? Since last April.
Yep.
Chris, is there a story or an experience that you've had since you got started? I know you've been out visiting. You were actively involved in September at Day of Caring when hundreds of volunteers were out. You
yep.
came to Air Products and
yep.
Vitalik
yep.
and other places. Is there an example or a moment when you were really touched by this role you're able to play?
The Day of Caring was fun because instead of in the past just going to one particular event, I got to travel around to see what everyone was doing. And where the enthusiasm is with the people that are managing these individual nonprofits, when I see how enthusiastic the leadership of those individual organizations are, it's like, okay, the people that are running this are doing it from their heart.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. Chris, I've seen you when you when you're out talking with others, and you often gift a beautiful Martin guitar, Life is Good ukulele. Yeah, yeah. Could you talk about the significance of that?
Yeah, we partnered with, you know, everyone I think is aware of the brand Life is Good. So we partnered with them a couple of years ago and were able to get permission to make a ukulele with some of their traditional Life is Good imagery on it. And I have the ability to give them away. Mm-hmm. And it's fun. But the reason I use the Life is Good ukulele, and you've heard me say this, but I'll say it again. Here I am in front of a bunch of people that can give, right? But you have to, you know, give them a reason. What's the reason, Chris, that I should give? And the analogy I use with the ukulele is, I'll say to the audience, would you admit, would you say generally that your life is good? And pretty much everybody, they think about it for a second, they go, yeah. You know, in the grand scheme of things, yeah, I've some issues here and there in my life, but, and I say, let's think about a client in need that United Way helps. If we were to ask them if life is good, they may say no. So if we, those of us that can give, and if we can get United Way to support those people, could we get them to a place where they might say, life is good enough.
Mm-hmm. Ah, lovely. And that ukulele is just such a perfect symbol of that.
Yep, right.
Of that message.
Yep. And ukuleles are just so much fun. You know? I've never seen anyone frown when they're around a ukulele.
I have to tell you, and listeners, I was just telling Chris before we started, I got one. I bought one. And I've been busy practicing.
Good.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star. I think I've mastered hot cross buns because it's only two chords.
Okay. Yep,
so
yep. Start
that.
Slow.
That's right. Start baby steps. Chris, Martin has certainly a long and strong legacy of craftsmanship.
Yes.
How has that strength shown itself in your large commitment to community as well, and all that Martin does?
You know, we've been around a while. It's mm-hmm. our 191st year. We've been in the Lehigh Valley since 1839. And one regret I have is that I created the Martin Foundation. The regret I have is, why didn't my father do that? Or my grandfather? Or my great-grandfather? Mm-hmm. But anyway, so, you know, the fact that we're still here, that we employ 500 people here, and then we have a factory in Mexico with another 500 people. We're part of the community. We need to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm. So it's a responsibility to serve.
Yeah, but it's not like a burden.
Right, right.
And I never expected the guitar business to be this successful. Mm-hmm. When I took over, the business was struggling. But now that we are successful, I want to share that success as much as I can.
Well, and your leadership role with this campaign has given so many people the opportunity to really get to know you and know your heart and know your priorities in this community.
Yep. And, I've heard anecdotally that at some of the events that I go to, people that maybe drifted away a little bit from United Way came back. I don't know if they were hoping to win a ukulele or just they wanted to hang out with me, but whatever it takes, right?
Well, it's really wonderful. What do you think it is about this community that makes it so special? I mean, our United Way campaign.
Yes. I'm not sure, but let's take it.
But let's ride the wave.
You know, we've had, certainly the valley has grown and more people have come to appreciate, mm-hmm. you know, hey, why would you want to live here? When I was younger in the business and felt it was appropriate to look for an executive position, and we'd go do a search, it wasn't that long ago that the recruiters would say, you know, it may be difficult to get someone to move to the Lehigh Valley. I don't think that's the case today.
Oh, yeah, not at all. I certainly see that. And again, we talked about young people coming into community and remaining.
Yep,
they
right.
stay.
So, funny anecdotal story. We would do a new employee introductory meeting mm-hmm. years ago, and I would participate. And the fun thing was, the icebreaker was pick the person either to your right or your left, have a conversation with that person, and then you are going to introduce that person. So you had to get a sense of like, hey, tell me about yourself. Are you married? You know, blah, hobbies, whatever. And we'd go around the room, and I have to share this because, you know, when we hire people, we want them to stay. You know, I'd like to think that, hey, maybe you're going to stay here maybe till you retire. We're going to invest in you. You're going to be productive. You're making something pretty cool that's a very, very high quality. So hopefully you're proud of your work. We'd go around the room, and I'm going to introduce my neighbor, so-and-so, young man, single. And they go, maybe. Go around the room. Introduce the young man, a young woman, married. Okay. Young man or a young woman married with a kid. They're staying.
Oh, I love it.
Because they need a good job, right? Mm-hmm. When you're young and single, you're still a little footloose and fancy free.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Chris, what are the qualities that you think make someone an effective community leader? Again, you didn't need to do this job.
Yeah, yeah.
What are some of the reasons or some of the qualities that you think would make somebody like you in a leadership role say yes?
I think you have to be in the right place in your life, in your career, that you have that freedom. Mm-hmm. You know, I think someone younger, maybe building a business, says, yes, I want to. If you can't give it the time, don't say yes, because then everyone's going to be disappointed. I have the time now. And it was just the right thing for me to do at the right time.
When you think about your colleagues at Martin, Chris, do they get engaged in community?
Many, but not all. Mm-hmm. And it's a personal choice, right? And that's what I've felt about, you know, having a United Way campaign is I can ask you, I can't tell you. Right. I can't tell you to give. That's not appropriate. Mm-hmm. So how do we create a compelling story where the individual feels like, oh, my gosh. I am compelled to give because it's the right thing to do.
And it's so much about just connecting the mission to the reason, right? To the reason
and,
for giving.
You know, the other thing I like about United Way is I think they came to the realization we can't be everything to everyone, and we need to be able to communicate a succinct message about what we do by focusing on younger people or older people or mental health rather than we're going to do everything for everybody. Mm-hmm. That's a message that can get lost very quickly.
Right, exactly. Chris, we're coming to the end of our time, unfortunately. Okay. What thought would you like to leave with our listeners? They tuned in, and again, not to win a ukulele.
No, right.
But to listen to you, to learn about United Way and your role.
You know what? The one thing that I haven't said, I'll say it here, which I think is really a misnomer. You've heard that saying, give till it hurts. Mm-hmm. That is not at all the message that I would want to convey or that I would want. It shouldn't hurt. Give because it feels like the right thing to do. It shouldn't hurt. Mm-hmm. Who ever came up with that saying?
Right.
We got to get rid of that.
Right. Exactly. Well, thank you. Thanks for taking the time with us today to talk about United Way. And again, we were joined tonight by Chris Martin. Chris is executive chairman of Martin Guitar, and he is this year's United Way Community
Campaign. And we're off to a great start.
We are off to a great start, and the campaign wraps up around the end of March,
correct? So there's still time to give.
Absolutely. If people want to learn more about United Way, Chris, how might they do that?
UnitedWayGLV.org.
Great. So listeners, you can go online. You can learn more all about the campaign.
Please do, right?
Yep, and all that United Way is doing.
Yeah.
Thanks again, Chris.
You're welcome.
And we'll be right back.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100 or WDIY.org.
Welcome back to A Closer Look. I'm Laurie Hackett, and we are here in the studio with our second guest. Joining us now is Marcy Lesko. And listeners, you may know Marcy. She is the CEO of United Way of the Greater Lehigh Valley. Welcome, Marcy.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. We just had a wonderful conversation with Chris Martin. Tell us about your experience so far in working with Chris with United Way.
Chris is remarkable. He is so humble and so dedicated in the way that he shows up in community. He's so generous. He's funny. He's interesting, and we've just been so grateful for his support.
And we were just saying, he just walks into the studio, walks in anywhere, and just is willing to be there and get engaged.
Mr. Martin, mm-hmm. Yep, has arrived.
So Chris is a volunteer, and we certainly just spent the first part of the program talking with him about his volunteer role and why he supports United Way. Marcy, you are the leader of this incredible nonprofit organization that is doing amazing things every single day. Tell us about that. What does that mean to you?
What it means to me is that we get to do incredible work every single day, just as you said. What I love about United Way is that we do big transformative work that impacts almost 200,000 people across a 3-county region. And we get to do work that is small, that is timed down to the individual person. For me, there's just nothing better.
As you stepped into this role a year ago.
6 months.
Okay, 6 months ago. And I know you've been a long time, very dedicated leader at United Way, but you stepped into the CEO role. What is your vision going forward? Why did you want this role?
I wanted this role because I believe in the power of United Way. We are over 100 years old, and our mission is still relevant today as it was over 100 years ago. It's about bringing together the most dedicated people in our community to make life a little better for everyone.
And could you share an example of what that looks like to you day to day?
Well, we work with so many amazing nonprofits, but I'll tell you what is part of my day-to-day is that I get to work with so many generous donors mm-hmm. of every level, people that, you know, give what they can and people that give what they can in a really generous and big way, so big and small ways. And I am motivated and inspired by their passion to make the community just a little better.
I think a lot of reason that so many donors support and celebrate United Way is because we know that you understand what the needs are in our community.
That's right.
How does United Way do that work? How are you so in touch with what our friends, our family, our neighbors need in community?
That's right. Well, we look at a variety of data sources. So we look at everything from the community health needs assessments that our health networks do to other publicly available data. And we really spend some time talking with people that are most affected by these issues. So we not only understand how big and deep the problem is or how big the issue is, but we also understand what are some of the solutions that are most helpful.
And when you speak about United Way, I know there's a few areas where you really target and prioritize. Could you share those with some of our listeners might not be aware?
Sure. So our biggest investment and push around resources and our time is around education. We truly believe that education is the most powerful path out of poverty and the cornerstone of our democracy. And so we spend a lot of time in education. We do a lot of work in healthy aging and then just overall community stability. You know, we have to have a community that is responsive to people's emerging crises and needs.
So important. And I'm sure you are successful in a lot of those areas because you know to bring the right people together.
That's right.
Could you speak a little bit about that? How important is that collaboration?
Well, I mean, it's paramount because, you know, no single organization can do it alone. So we have to build trusting relationships across multiple sectors, business, public, private, et cetera. And we have to create alignment and trust. And so that relationship building and relationship stewardship and caretaking is a big part of what we do.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. So as the leader of United Way, I was wondering if you could share a little bit, how big is the organization, how many employees, and additionally, you report to a volunteer board of directors. What is that like?
Well, I think I'd start with the board, and you think about any healthy nonprofit organization, there are two lanes running at the same time. One is the board's lane, where, you know, they are focused on good governance, accountability, good stewardship of the organization's resources and ensuring that we're responsive to the community's needs and accountable. And then the staff team. And so the staff team is executing on the board's vision and ensuring that we are, you know, hitting those targets. And for me, it's a delight. We have an incredible team of volunteers. We have about 24 board members from all different sectors across the region. And then today we have about 67 full-time employees, which, you know, many of them are grant-funded positions, but it's a powerhouse group of people. Today, our total assets are just over $30 million, which is incredible for any United Way, and that allows us to do wonderful work across our region.
Oh, so well said. A little bit about you and your personal leadership journey. Was there an experience in your life that you think really prepared you for this role that you hold now?
You know, I get asked this question a lot, and I keep going back to my mom. My mom was a nurse, and she graduated from nursing school the same year I graduated from high school. And she used to take my sister and I to the nursing home where she worked, and she would have us pass ice water and take people on rides, which I sometimes think, was it a good idea for a 12-year-old to take people in wheelchairs on rides? Maybe not.
But outside the nursing home?
Or? Yes. And so... But I think about that now, and my mom was constantly teaching me to care about people other than myself. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really what motivated me and inspired me to do this work.
Do you see that same kind of spirit for volunteerism in young people today?
I do. I think that we have been fostering volunteerism and community service and engagement in our schools more than ever. Mm-hmm. And so you go into any school that we're in and you see so many young people that understand the concept of that, and whether it's with their school or their church or their faith community. And I think there's always room for more. Mm-hmm. I think there are ways that we can connect historic legacy organizations like ours with people that have passion and interest and innovative ideas.
Each month on this show, we often talk about this Lehigh Valley and what makes it so unique. I'd love to hear your insight on why you think there is such a great spirit of community in our region.
You know, I think that everything that I know after being here over 20 years, there seems to be this almost unstated agreement that everybody is going to participate. And it lives in every sector. And so you see groups like the Lehigh Valley Partnership, which drove so many big efforts across our region. They saw a region and not just one town or community. You see folks like you at Air Products, who inspire employees to be a part of the fabric of our community, and others who, it just seems like there's this unspoken agreement that we all have a part to play, and that gets passed from generation to generation of leadership here in the Lehigh Valley.
So do you think it's just a culture that keeps
generating,
yeah, or is it individuals, or is it both?
I think it's both. I mean, you know, a culture is built by people. Mm-hmm. And so I think there is this not only commitment for folks to, this is the way we do things here, right? We all give, we're all generous, we all participate, we all roll up our sleeves. But it's also about building that next generation of folks who are equally as committed to that.
I love that. Under your leadership, as you look forward in the next 10 years, what do you think the role of United Way will be? Will it change?
We have been a leader among nonprofits for more than 100 years. Mm-hmm. I think we will continue to be a leader of nonprofits. I think what will continue to change is that we're seeing more and more complex social issues, mm-hmm, and the need for us to respond quickly and adjust to what might be changing. We live in a rapidly changing world. We need to respond quicker, and we need to, you know, continue to respond in a way that's precise. So I think that 10 years from now, I see an organization that is relevant, that is agile, that is committed, and still doing the good work that it's always done.
That's awesome. Marcy, I know you yourself are a great volunteer, and you serve on other boards and do a lot of work. Are there any skills that you learned as a volunteer that you bring to this leadership role? Or Are there any of the gifts and skills that you've learned as a volunteer that you bring to your role as CEO?
I think the number one skill for any CEO or any volunteer is listening. Nice. And so you have to get to the heart of the matter and understand where people are. It's less about you and more about the good that's happening. And so that's a constant effort, right? So listening, I would say.
When you stepped into this role, did you spend a lot of time listening? I'm guessing a lot of people had some thoughts for you.
I am continuing to listen. that's the way we learn. That's the way we grow. We have to hear what people really are saying. And I have sometimes a unique ability to get people to open up and tell me what's really on their mind, what's really on their heart. And it helps me to shape what we're going to do.
I'm sure some days are tough. What gets you through those difficult days?
My family. I'm really, anybody who knows me knows that my family lives right at the center of my heart. And so I think about my family, and I also have a great sense of humor. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I rely on a really strong network of people.
That's wonderful. And I couldn't agree more about your commitment to family. And your chickens. Don't you have chickens?
Yeah. We have 4 chickens, 2 ducks. Okay. Yeah. A couple dogs.
Wanted to give the animals the airtime as well.
Right. So,
Marcy, as we close out our time together, what advice do you have for listeners who are thinking about getting engaged with United Way? What ways could they get involved and how would they do that?
Well, first of all, visit our website. It's fantastic. Our team has done a great job on that. So visit our website. You should also just come to an event. We have 70 events a year of all different kinds, all different shapes and sizes, things that you can get involved in, things you can just listen to, ways to just get connected. There's a little something for everyone.
That's great. And could you give that website address again one more time?
Sure. It's unitedwayglv.org.
Marcy, thanks so much again. Listeners, we've been joined tonight by Marcy Lesko. Marcy's the CEO of the United Way of the Greater Lehigh Valley. Marcy, final thought as we close out our time together.
Thank you. I can't say thank you enough. We can't do this work without so many people, and your support especially has been really wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks for being with us. Listeners, again, you made time to join us here at WDIY, and tonight we were joined by Chris Martin, and Chris is serving as the United Way Community Campaign Chair this year, and Marcy Lesko, who is the CEO of United Way of the Greater Lehigh Valley. Remember that you can find past episodes of A Closer Look and other public affairs programming at WDIY.org or on all major podcast platforms. Be sure and tune in next Monday for more public affairs programming, and we really look forward to seeing you next time on A Closer Look. Good night.